it's time for jazz. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. And let's get right into some new music from Mike Darubo.
We'll be right back.
Mike DeRubo, a brand new release of his entitled Chronos. That's the name of the album. You heard the track called Rituals. And I'm telling you, they were rocking out on that one. That is Mike DeRubo on alto sax, Brian Charette on organ, and Rudy Royston on drums. Rudy Royston, really one of my favorite drummers out there. Seen him and heard him in all kinds of situations. But this one is a trio, just a raw rockin' trio from Mike DeRubo. And we saw Mike last Monday over at Black Eyed Sally's playing with the great Mario Pavone. And it was a great show over there. Monday nights at Black Eyed Sally's is a jazz jam. It's been going on for a couple of years now. And it just keeps getting better and better. So if you are free to go out and groove on a Monday night, make sure you head out to Black Eyed Sally's in Hartford. We're going to continue on with another one from that album because I dig it so much. Mike DeRubo's album Chronos. We're going to hear a track called 8 for Elvin, this one featuring Rudy Royston on drums.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
Art Pepper, live at the Village Vanguard, recorded back in 1977. Name of that composition is The Trip, an Art Pepper composition. And on that set, he featured a really great quartet, Art Pepper on alto sax, pianist George Cable, bassist George Emraz, and the drummer, the late, great Elvin Jones. And I think that was kind of a nice transition. We started out with Mike DeRubo on that set from his album Kronos. The name of that track was Eight for Elvin, obviously for Elvin Jones. So we had one contemporary great alto sax player in Mike DeRubo, followed by one of the all-time masters, Art Pepper. And there was a little drum connection there with Elvin Jones, the first track dedicated to Elvin Jones, and Elvin Jones appearing in the Village Vanguard sessions along with Art Pepper. So hope you dug that. That had a really nice groove to it, I thought. I hope you do too. Time now is 6:27. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name is Ken. And shortened show today. We got another half hour to go, a little bit more maybe. I want to mention my website. If you would, head on over on your computer, on your internet connection to www.jazzandbeyond.com. And there you'll find a whole bunch of links, information about my show and my podcast. You can subscribe to my podcast through iTunes and download that each and every week. Have it downloaded automatically and synced to your iPod or mobile device of your choice, and listen to it anytime you'd like. Listen to past shows and check out the playlist. There's links. You can purchase music if you really like what you hear. I urge you to support these great jazz artists, people like Mike DeRubo and others that you'll hear today, Stacy Diller, Joe Lovano, who are coming up on the playlist. And you can do that by clicking the links on my playlists, and that'll take you right to where you can purchase that music, support the artists, and you support the show as well. So please do that. Also, a lot of great information on WHUS.org. We have blogs. We have information about upcoming shows. Lots of great stuff over at WHUS.org. So check that out as well. I've got another fairly new album that I just copped recently. We had seen this artist play in Hartford a couple times and really impressed by him. So I wanted to play some of it here on the show. This is Stacy Dillard.
Thank you. on Tuesday, February 22nd, WHUS, UConn's Radio for the People, will bring you, the people, a rare and beautiful performance of Cal Massey's Black Liberation Movement Suite. This performance is made possible through assistance from UConn's School of Fine Arts and the Student Union Board of Governors. Commissioned by the Black Panther Party in 1969, the suite has been touted as perhaps the most powerful example of the deep connections between jazz and African-American movements for liberation and social justice. The uniqueness of this event cannot be overstated. The suite has only been performed in its entirety a handful of times and has never been recorded. It has only survived the years in its entirety because of the arduous work of Fred Ho, who resurrected the project in the 80s and who has written about composer Cal Massey in his book Wicked Theory, Naked Practice. Tuesday's concert will feature the Brooklyn College Big Band under the direction of master reedsman, composer, and jazz educator Salim Washington. For anyone with an interest in jazz, American history, or music, and culture in general, consider this your word to the wise. The performance begins at 7 p.m. at UConn's Vondermaiden Recital Hall and is free to students with ID, $10 for all others. Please join us for an extremely rare opportunity to hear the Black Liberation Movement Suite on Tuesday, February 22nd at 7 p.m. For more information, see whus.org.
Yeah. Yeah, that is one I am definitely looking forward to here at Vondermaiden Hall on the campus of University of Connecticut on February 22nd. So definitely check that out if you are in the listening area here in Eastern Connecticut. All right. Before that announcement of the concert, we heard from Stacy Dillard from his album One, and we heard two tracks from that. The first one you heard is called Stizzozo. And after that, you heard Ageless, and that is, as I said, Stacy Dillard, along with Stacy's on tenor and soprano sax, James Hurt on Fender Rhodes piano, Craig Magnano on guitar. I haven't heard of that guitarist before, but he was definitely killing it on guitar. And Amin Salim on bass and Donald Edwards on drums. Very nice quintet there. I definitely enjoyed that one. Stacy Dillard. He's played in this area a couple times, once with played with Josh Evans and also played with Brandy Younger, I think, when she came to town at the Bushnell Park. Yes. All right. Time now is 6:45. Only 15 minutes left to go here on In the Groove Jazz and Beyond. Maybe we'll have a few more minutes after that before sports department heads in here with men's basketball at, I understand it's going to be at 7:10. So we still have a little more ways to go here on In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Another album I recently purchased. This one goes back into the 80s, but it was very interesting. It's got a really interesting lineup. I'll talk about it after the set. This is the Joe Lovano Quintet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the Joe Lovano Quintet from an album released back in, I think it was 1988. No, I take that back. I'm reading it says 2003. Goes back a few years, though. And there's a really fine quintet, great personnel on this. Joe Lovano, of course, on tenor sax. Paul Motion on drums. Tom Harrell on trumpet. Kenny Werner doing a fine piano playing on that one, and Mark Johnson. First track you heard was a duet, and it was Duke Ellington's Sound of Love, and it definitely did have the sound of love. And then they followed that up with a full quintet playing Sleepy Giant, Joe Lovano Quintet. Hope you dug that. Time now is 6:57. I think sports is coming on in about 10 or